Today in The Good Word, we're talking about how families connect through time and eternity, even imperfect ones, which is all of them. As we approach the Christmas season, many minds turn to family and who they'll spend the holiday with. As much as television and social media feeds may try and convince us, there is no such thing as a perfect family. It can be difficult for many people to spend time with people they're supposed to care about or who are supposed to care about them, and then they find that reality is not always the same as the ideal. Like any relationships, family connections take work, and unfortunately that work might not always be immediately rewarded. So no matter where we stand with our closest family relations, we're never without connection to a greater family, one stretching from eternity to eternity. The prophet Malachi is the last prophet in the Old Testament. Both based on when he lived and the order of the books of the Old Testament, he's the final scriptural record of the house of Israel before the centuries-long leap to Matthew. Malachi gives us a last look at the Lord's people as they drift further away from him. He imparts wisdom they'll need in preparation for the coming of a Savior. One of the final lessons he gives in Malachi chapter 4 is centered around family, but not in the narrow sense that many may think. Appropriate to the generations-long history his writing is part of, Malachi seeks to turn our minds to our families both living and dead, to those who came far before us and those who will come long after. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Very little is as important to God than the work of connecting families through the eternities. The power he gives his servants to bind on earth and bind in heaven allows family relationships to continue even after the separation of death. When we're connected to those who came before us, and they are connected to those who came after, a long chain binds together all of humanity from past to present and into the future. We're all part of a much larger family than our immediate living relatives. God's power allows us to stretch love beyond this life only into the eternities where such bonds will continue. God's entire kingdom is built upon the model of a family. Our heavenly parents stand at the head as our God and loving providers, modeling the selfless and infinite love they have for all their children. We are expected to emulate that same love the best we can in our own relationships, from parents to children and children to parents. No family relation is ideal. The messiness of mortality and agency means we'll fall short of showing and feeling perfect love. But the Lord lends us His help in this as well. Through His ordinances, we're given a better understanding and capacity to live His vision for families. We become better equipped to see ourselves and our loved ones as He sees us, not as unconnected individuals thrown together by chance, but people choosing to build something together that can outlast even time and death. We're asked to care for all of our fellow men as family, and through the blessings of the gospel, that can become reality. And that's the good word.